Westlock. A Westlock woman who cashed just over $4,000 in stolen government checks faces a year-long suspended sentence that includes probation. In Westlock Court of Justice July 11, Daisy Lynn Logan, 40, pleaded guilty to fraud under $5,000 with Justice Bruce Garrick agreeing to a 12-month suspended sentence proposed by Crown Prosecutor Sean Hume and Duty Counsel Gail Gerhart. Hume, noting Logan did not have a criminal record and was pleading guilty on her first court appearance, said the sentence will include probation and a variety of other conditions, including being barred from having any identity documents, checks or financial documents that don't belong to her. Five additional counts, which included identical fraud charges and possessing stolen mail, were withdrawn, while Hume said there was no request for restitution. From the aggravating side, we have the fact that this was something that was thought out and implemented over a period of time. However, based on the principles and objectives of sentencing, I see no need to depart from the joint submission, said Justice Garrick. Gerhart said that Logan, a mother of four, suffers from FASD and survives on AISH and child tax credits. Justice Garrick also waived the victim fine surcharge. I'm sorry for doing it, said Logan. The crime. Hume told court that on February 9, 2023, a woman went to the Westlock RCMP and told them that three Government of Canada checks valued at $4,271.48 made out to her had been cashed by an unknown person in December 2022. RCMP investigated and found out that the bank account the money had been deposited into belonged to a youth, and when they went to arrest them, Logan admitted to cashing the three checks and opening the mail of the complainant. Hume went on to state that Logan had been upset that the victim hadn't given notice to her when she had moved out and that her mail was still going there. The Government of Canada has reimbursed the complainant in full, so they're the ones out of the money, not the complainant, Hume added. George Blaise, townandcountrytoday.com.